This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم والذي تولي كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين لولا جاءوا عليه بأربعة شهداء فإذ لم يأتوا بالشهداء فأولئك عند الله هم الكاذبون ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته في الدنيا والآخرة لمسكم فيما أفضتم فيه عذاب عظيم إذ تلقونه بألسنتكم وتقولون بأفواهكم ما ليس لكم به علم وتحسبونه هينا وهو عند الله عظيم ولولا إذ سمعتموه قلتم ما يكون لنا أن نتكلم بهذا سبحانك هذا بهتان عظيم يعظكم الله أن تعودوا لمثله أبدا إن كنتم مؤمنين ويبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم حكيم إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون
الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين بعثه الله شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه والسراجا منيرا. My beloved brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In today's lecture, I chose to go through the qissatul ifk, the great slander. When Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was accused of having committed a zina, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one of those stories that was narrated by al-Bukhari, which is pretty long. And we're not going to be able to go through the whole story and stand over every single word that was narrated in this hadith that was authentically reported by al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala. Because we only have 50 minutes and then I need to shoot off to Luton. This is program number 2 today. Prior to this, I had a dawra which went on for like 4 hours in Reading. And I'm a little bit exhausted as well. So what I've basically done is, as I was preparing this, I put it into sections. I think I have something along the lines of 12 sections of this very long hadith. The other day when I was listening to it as I was driving from A to B, the reciter of the hadith, when he was reading on to the teacher, and then the teacher, right, comments on the hadith, right? It went on for 12 minutes. just the hadith, reciting it from beginning all the way till end. It went on for 12 minutes. So it's a pretty long story that was narrated by Al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala. And like I said, it would take a long time, maybe like a whole dawra, 3-4 hours, to go through the whole story of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha when she was falsely slandered. I think some of you, when you saw the poster, you thought that this was a woman's topic, right? I had a go at Abdul Fattah for making it those colors. This is a story that everybody can benefit from. Young, old, male, female, mother, father, husband, wife, right? So the first part, my brothers and my sisters, the Prophet's practice with his wives. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أراد أن يخرج أقرع بين أزواجه. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم intended to go on a journey, he would draw a lot amongst his wives. Is everybody clear with the lot? He has a bunch of wives, right? The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had many wives, right? That he was married to at the same time. Like, which one is he going to take with him? He's going out on his travels. And the travels of the past, my brothers and my sisters, weren't like the travels of today, right? They would be away for months. Just to go on Hajj, my brothers and my sisters, if you're leaving Al-Medina, it could take days, right? A little bit more than a week in order to be able to get from Medina to Mecca. Recently, I came across some brothers, subhanAllah, they did the trek. They walked it from Medina to Mecca. SubhanAllah. Just to have a bit of an experience of what it was like when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was doing those trips. So ala kulli hal, because they would be away for so long, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would cast a lot. Whoever's name came out, this would be the one that goes with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what Aisha said, فَأَيَّتُهُنَّ خَرَجَ سَهْمُهَا خَرَجَ بِهَا مَعَهُ. Right? Whoever's lot was drawn, then they would accompany the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she says, فَأَقْرَعَ بَيْنَنَا فِي غَزْوَةٍ غَزَاهَا غَزْوَةْ بَنِي الْمُصْطَلِقِ. Right? So on one of the expeditions, my name came out. فَخَرَجْتُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I accompanied the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was after the ayat of hijab, or the verse of hijab came down, instructing them now to start wearing the hijab. So she says, فَأَنَا أُحْمَلُ فِي هَوْدَجِي وَأُنزَلُ فِيهِ. Right. And I was carried in a hoda, a covered seat on a camel. I want you guys to maybe imagine that with me for a moment. So you have a camel, you have the seating area, right? Back in the day, they used to have this hoda. This hodaj, it would be like, you know when you go on these, what do you call the one in central London? Huh? The London Eye. Something similar to that. Of course, not in that capacity. But something a little bit smaller that would be placed on top of the camel. And she was inside of there, covered. This comes in extremely handy because later on, brothers, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she goes missing. And everyone thinks that she's inside of there, right? And that is because she was hidden, nobody was peeking through, right? She would try to cover herself in whatever way, shape or form, such that she could be hidden from the eyes of the opposite gender. So she says, حَتَّى إِذَا فَرَغَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ غَزْوَتِهِ تِلْكِ. This next part now, I've titled it, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, losing her necklace and staying behind. Right? So she says, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished the expedition. Right? وَدَنَوْنَا مِنَ الْمَدِينَةِ آذَنَ لَيْلَةٍ بِالرَّحِيلِ. And then as we were returning, we came near Al-Medina. So he, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, announced the departure at night. فَمَشَيْتُ حَتَّى جَاوَزْتُ الْجَيْشِ فَلَمَّا قَضَيْتُ شَأْنِي أَقْبَلْتُ إِلَى رَحْلِي. So she says, I walked away from the army to take care of some needs that I had. And when I returned to my place, right? فلما قضيت شأني أقبلت إلى رحلي. She comes back. فإذا عقد لي من جزع أظفار قد انقطع. I discovered that a necklace of mine made of onyx beads had broken. فالتمست عقدي. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها, she went on a search to find this necklace of hers. Right. So what happens, my brothers and my sisters? This is now the part of when she got lost, right? And she was found by a companion called Safwan ibn Mu'attal, right? As-Sulami, thumma Dhakwani. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, deep into the night, she falls asleep. Right? And what did we mention earlier? The announcement was made for what? For them to departure, right? Those who were carrying this camel that they were assuming Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was covered inside of, this hodaj there, they didn't check as to whether Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was there or not. So as she was searching for this necklace of hers, right, she fell asleep. Right. We're then told, وَكَانَ صَفْوَانِ بْنَ الْمُعَطَّلِ السُّلَمِ ثُمَّ الذَّكْوَانِ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْجَيْشِ. This companion, Safwan, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was behind the army. Right? You're wondering, why would he be behind the army? The scholars, they mention different things. There are also some narrations, like in the Musnad Imam Ahmad, that this companion would sometimes miss Fajr and only wake up, right, after sunrise. And there was even a time a complaint was made to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he mentioned that he's a heavy sleeper, right, and that he desperately tries to pray and keep up with the timings as much as possible, but because of his heavy sleep, he would at times miss. Ala kulli hal, others they mentioned that he was behind the Jaysh to ensure that nobody was left behind. Right? And this is exactly what happened. Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal as-Sulami is now what? Behind the Jaysh, behind the army, to ensure that nobody's been left behind. And then he reached my place in the morning, she says. فَأَدْلَجَ فَأَصْبَحَ عِنْدَ مَنْزِلِي. Right? The location that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha fell asleep in. فَرَأَى سَوَادَ إِنْسَانِ النَّائِمِ. And he finds a black figure, because of course she was covered, right? Of a sleeping person. فَأَتَانِي فَعَرَفَنِي. So he approached her. She says he recognized me and woke her up. I covered my face right away with my jilbab, she says, the outer garment. Right? Very surprised. What is she doing here? Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in the middle of nowhere. We're not talking about the streets of Southall, brothers and sisters. This is in the middle of the desert. Nobody's there. She falls asleep. And then as he, right, is moving forward in the direction of Al-Medina, he finds this young lady. And the reason why he recognized her is because he knew her before the ayah of hijab was sent down. Right? So he figured out right away that this was Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. He woke her up. She says, فَاسْتَيْقَدْتُ حِينَ عَرَفْتُهُ فَخَمَّرْتُ وَجْهِي بِجِلْبَابِ. So I woke up and then I realized that it was him, that this is Safwan. So I covered my face right away. Look what she says. وَاللَّهِ مَا كَلَّمَنِي كَلِمَةً وَلَا سَمِعْتُ مِنْهُ كَلِمَةً. By Allah, I did not speak a single word, or he did not speak a single word to me, nor did I hear anything from him. Right? What can we take from this, my brothers and my sisters? Interactions between men and women. Right? Unless there is a need for you to speak to the opposite gender, should you be speaking to them? Sometimes I go to the university, right? And I speak to them about the situation. A common question that they always tend to ask is, can men and women just be friends? Can men and women just be friends? Because of course I'm in a university setting, and the sarcastic individual that I am, I would say to them, go ask Steve Harvey. You guys know Steve Harvey? Steve Harvey has a video. If you just type in, can men and women just be friends? Don't do it now, do it later. Right? And he's conversing with a woman, you can't see her face. Right? And he's explaining to her that we are waiting for a crack in the door. The moment we men get an opportunity, we're ready to what? We are ready to dive in and slip in. Right. And then you have the lady, no, they can. Miskina. Right. We also have an example in Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam. Mentioned in which surah? In which chapter of the Quran? Come on, brothers. Surah Maryam. But Al Imran, she's mentioned in there as well. Surah Maryam is the obvious answer to be given. Right. We know that Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam approached her to give her the news that she is going to give birth. To who? To Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Right? What was her direct response right away? Right? Inni a'udhu birrahmani mink. Right? Straight away, a'udhu billah. In kunta taqiyan, if you are pious, if you have a taqwa, leave me alone. But of course, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he approached her in order to give her the glad tidings, the good news, that she was going to become pregnant. And the rest is history. She didn't say, come sit down, right? Can I get you some dates from the palm tree? Right? She didn't start being all ali-pali open with him. Absolutely not. This is also very similar to what, huh? The Quran is just. Gives examples of both male and female. We have a similar example with who? Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam ahsant. A similar response. When she locked him inside of the room and said, hey Talak, let's get it on. Right? What was the initial response? Qala ma'ad Allah. Seeking refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal. Right? Both Maryam, both what? Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. There's a hadith when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inni la'alamu kalimatan, I know of a statement. If one was to utter it, ذهب عنه ما يجد, whatever he's experiencing or feeling at the time will disappear. And that is what? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Are you brothers and sisters with me? Someone slips in, the shaitan is whispering, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I remember my auntie as I was growing up. Whenever she saw two people arguing with one another, she would scream from the other side of the room, A'udhu billah, and everyone just started laughing. Wallahi, remember it like it was yesterday. Isn't that what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Yeah? It can be tough, it can be hard. But the Sharia gives us the solutions to our problems and how to navigate and maneuver around the different situations that we get ourselves involved in. And that's how it all starts, right? Something so innocent. And I spoke a lot about it when I delivered that Surah Yusuf tour around the country. 27 universities, I believe it was. And we spoke about it in a lot of detail. How to fortify, how to protect yourself. And here is a wonderful example. Don't say to me, oh, I don't fear for myself. Are you a man? If you don't get urges, then we have a problem. You need help, brother. Right? Allah tells in the Quran, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. And man has been created, what? Weak. You know what this weakness is? Both Sufyan al-Thawri and also Imam Ahmad, they mentioned. This weakness means here, right? He's lowering his gaze, and then a lady walks past, he starts looking at her. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. مَا تَرَكْتُ فِتْنَةً أَضَرَّ عَلَى أُمَّتِي مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I haven't left a fitna more greater upon men than women. My sisters may misunderstand this. I remember one time I said this, they were like, oh, are you calling me a fitna? Right? Am I trying? No, meaning, this man is so weak and he struggles to keep himself together upon seeing a woman, especially if he's alone with her. Surah Yusuf, we are taught a huge lesson. He found himself in a compromising situation, even though he did not want this to be the case. Allahu a'lam as to whether the sharia in the past prohibited a man being alone with a woman. But in our sharia, مَا خَلَى رَجُلٌ مَعْمْرَاتٍ إِلَّا كَانَ ثَالِثُمَا شَيْطَان. Never does a man seclude himself with a woman except that the third is shaytan. أليس كذلك؟ Right. Even the Prophet is not safe, my brothers and my sisters, hence why he began to run away. Right. أَسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. And she's going crazy over him and she's ripping his clothes from behind. عَلَى كُلِّ حَالٍ, this is not the story of Yusuf عليه الصلاة والسلام. But the lesson that we can take here, my brothers and my sisters, and it's also to show you that we have answers within our sharia, right? Of how to navigate and maneuver around a lot of these challenges that we have. Wallahi ma kallamani kalimatan wa la sami'tu minhu kalima. Right? He didn't say a single word to me, right? And I didn't hear anything from him. Right? So what about if she's your cousin? Huh? No, but she's family though, innit? Like in Urdu, they always say cousin, sister. Huh? And sometimes even within our own community, wa wala shada, she's your sister, Adi. Huh? They say, oh, she's like your sister. I go, Adi. You guys go sit there. Or maybe go upstairs, you know, just go play upstairs. We're busy as elders, yani. Yasruh. And then I have to pick up the pieces, my brothers and my sisters, when something haram happens. They call me, oh, can I get them married off together? One simple commandment, my brothers and my sisters, we are told, we don't conform to, and then do we have anyone to blame except ourselves? Isn't that so, my brothers and my sisters? Haven't we let our guard down? Do we not hear the statement being uttered? Sahih? She says, غير أنه أناخ راحلته فوطئ على يدها فَرَكِبْتُهَا. The only thing that happened or the interaction between them was he simply made his camel kneel, stepped back and allowed me to mount it. Right. Eventually my brothers and my sisters, they catch up with the army. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, right? The head, the chief of the Munafiqeen, has already started rumors that Safwan was doing something with Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. It's from this point that it gets heartbreaking, very, very sad. In fact, this story of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is one of the saddest and most heartbreaking stories that you can ever read. And of course, up until this point, right? فَقَدِمْنَا الْمَدِينَةَ, she says, فَاشْتَكَيْتُ حِينَ قَدِمْتُ شَهْرًا. We returned back to Al-Madinah and I felt ill for a month. Rumors are going round and round and round. And it hasn't yet reached Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She says, وَالنَّاسُ يُفِيضُونَ فِي قَوْلِ أَصْحَابِ الْإِفْكِ وَلَا أَشْعُرُ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكِ. Meanwhile, as she has fallen ill, my brothers and my sisters, people are spreading the rumors of those who accused me and I was unaware of it. وَهُوَ يُرِيبُنِي فِي وَجْعِي أَوْ وَجْعِي أَنِّي لَا أَعْرِفُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ اللُّطْفَ الَّذِي كُنْتُ أَرَى مِنُّ حِينَ أَشْتَكِي. However, she says, something that really troubled me was that during my illness, was that I did not experience or I did not see the same kind of kindness from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I used to see whenever I fell ill. These rumors, my brothers and my sisters, really shook the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right? Which shows us, my brothers and my sisters, the rumors that are spread, it can cause a lot of doubt in an individual. However, we are taught in how to navigate around these rumors right, that are spread about our fellow Muslims, especially if we know nothing but good about them. ولذلك أنا في أحيانا في ولذلك أنا أحيانا يا جماعة sometimes my brothers and my sisters, wallahi it amazes me, it flabbergasts me, wallahi it shocks me. You've known someone for over 10 years, you've known nothing but goodness about that individual. You hear one or two things and you are what? Oh, you know what? خلاص, we need to get rid of him. We need to drop him. طيب, why don't you verify? Why don't you double check? Why don't you ask the question? Why are you just going off with whatever you had? Later on, inshallah ta'ala, when I go through some of the verses, Allah Azza wa Jal praises a group from amongst them. لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا. What's the end of the verse? Where's the Hufad? وقالوا هذا إفك مبين. صحيح. When they heard about the believing men and the believing women, these rumors that are being spread, what was their initial response? This is indeed a great slander. That should be the reaction of a believer. The moment he hears something, right, about someone who he's not known anything but good about them. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was shaken, he was disturbed by all of these rumors that were going round and round, being circulated by the munafiqeen, which was also believed by some of the companions. It affected them as well. The next part, my brothers and my sisters, that which relates to a delay in revelation. She says, وَلَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ وَلَقَدْ لَبِثَ شَهْرًا لَا يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ فِي شَأْنِي. Right? She said, a whole month went past without any revelation coming down regarding Aisha radiallahu ta'ala's innocence. Right. And then subhanAllah, my brothers and my sisters, the day arrived when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to confront Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. We're being told that the rumors may well be disturbing. However, at the end of the day, one is a human being and he can become affected by it. Right? It affected the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he done that which is what? Required of him. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun binabain fatathabbatu. Is that right? Good. Fatabayyanu fatathabbatu. Fi qira'ah. Good. Which qira'ah? Good. Khalaf al Hamza. Qira'at Hamza. There's two ways of reciting it. Oh, you believe. If a transgressor comes to you with information, then what should you do? Now put it on the internet, صح? Retweet it. Make a video on TikTok. Start posting it all over the internet, my brothers and my sisters, right? Ah, that's social media for you. They don't believe, or social media doesn't believe in listening to both sides of the story. Am I correct to say that? Social media does not believe in listening to both sides of the story. Right? If something goes out about you, khalas. It may have a detrimental effect on an individual's reputation. Right? It's just a reality that we have to deal with. This is what the world has become. Even though Al-Islam teaches us morality, teaches us to double check, teaches us to be fair and just. Give that individual a chance. Isn't it so? Even Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا تَقَاضَ إِلَيْكَ رَجُلَانِ فَلَا تَقْضِي لِلْأَوَّلِ حَتَّى تَسْمَعْ كَلَامَ الْآخَرِ. If two people come and seek your judgment, then don't take sides until you've listened to both sides. صح؟ And then he said, فَسَوْفَ تَدْرِي كَيْفَ تَقْضِي. You will know how to judge accordingly. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, فَمَا زِلْتُ قَاضِيًا بَعْدٍ. I continued judging in this way from the time I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes, my brothers and my sisters, it is a parent or a relative, right? And they will say to you, where is your loyalty? Right? You should be by my side. When in reality, they are the dhalama, they are the oppressors, they are the wrongdoers. Isn't it so, my brothers, my sisters? It can be difficult. It can be hard. Especially if a loved one like a mother or a father is involved. But what does Allah Azza wa Jalla say? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. Right? Even if it is against yourself or your parents or what? Your relatives. Hold up justice. Be fair. Right? If it's a parent, mom, I love you, but I can't get involved. Because at the end of the day, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, are you going to be accompanied by them? وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Right? Everyone will be resurrected by themselves. We came into this world by ourselves. We will be admitted into that grave by ourselves. And then we'll be resurrected on Yawm al-Qiyamah by ourselves. Sah? And they will also run away from you to make things worse. يَوْمِ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. The day when one will run away from his brother, right? His mother and also his father. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. Let me give you all the principle, my brothers and my sisters. This principle will come in extremely handy. Those on the streets can probably relate. But likewise, those who have ambitions to give da'wah and so on and so forth, or in any other capacity of life. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says, وَالنَّاسُ إِذَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ أَبْغَضَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا. When the people start cooperating in sin and evil, it's only a matter of time before they begin to hate one another. And that is because you cooperated upon sin and evil. The good friend that you see right now, my brothers and my sisters, right? You defend him, you stand by his side when you know he's doing wrong. It's only a matter of time before you guys what? Clash with one another. That's why be thankful to Allah. If you have a friend, right, that pulls you up when you're doing something wrong. It's not an issue of loyalty, wa ma loyalty. What is right and what is wrong? Does that make sense, my brothers and my sisters? Even Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala talks about teachers who have hizbiyah, they have partisanship, right? They will tell their students, stay away from so-and-so because there's an issue between him and somebody else. Talks about it. I discussed it in a 5-hour video that you'll find online. Right at the end, the partisanship, right, of teachers. Just because I'm your teacher, does that give me the right now to say to you, because I have a personal problem with another teacher, stay away from him? Is it okay for me to do so? Absolutely not. And take this from me. A lot of that which you see, right? Between people of religiosity and da'wah are issues that are personal, which has been masked, right? With issues of deen. Right? Read up the story of Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala. The man who warned against him was an imam called Muhammad ibn Yahya al-Dhuhli. Rahimahullah ta'ala, rahmatan wasi'ah. He was like the sheikh in Naysabur. Right? The sheikh. Imagine when Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala came, 20,000 people attended his gathering. 20,000. Like Muhammad Yahya al-Dhuhli would encourage his students, go. Until he began to see gaps in his gatherings. And he got to him. Both Tajuddin al-Subki and Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah ta'ala, they mentioned that this was because of envy. Then he spoke about him. Would you believe it, from 20,000 to how many remained? How many do you think? Two. Imam Muslim and also Ahmed ibn Salama. May Allah not test us with someone like that. The point is, my brothers and my sisters, I know I went on a bit of a tangent here, right? to verify information. And Surah Nur is a big part of that. So now the day has arrived, my brothers and my sisters, for the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to confront his beloved wife. The rumors are going round and round and it's intensifying. So he sits down. فَتَشَهَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حِينَ جَلَسْ. He testified that no one has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He recited the testimony of faith. And then he began to converse with her. ثُمَّ قَالْ, she says, أَمَّا بَعْدْ, to proceed. يَا عَيْشَ فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ بَلَغَنِي عَنْكَ كَذَا وَكَذَا فَإِنْ كُنْتِ بَرِيئَةً فَسَيُبَرِّئَكَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَسَيُبَرِّئُكِ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Said, O Aisha, indeed it has reached me that you did X, Y, and Z. Imagine having to confront a female relative, whether it is a wife, a daughter, a sister. It has reached me that you've done X, Y, and Z, and that can be very, very difficult. Very hard. Sister, if you are innocent, then Allah Azza wa Jal will free you, will exonerate you. وَإِن كُنْتِ أَلَمْتِ بِذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ وَتُوبِ إِلَيْهِ. And if you have now fallen into haram, right, you've fallen into sin, then seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. Make tawbah. فَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا اَعْتَرَفَ بِذَنْبِهِ ثُمَّ تَابَ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. And he says, if the servant repents from that which he has fallen into, right, then Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive him. Allah Azza wa Jal will overlook his sins, will pardon him. But you would have to go and make tawbah. Can you imagine, my brothers and my sisters? Umm al-Mu'mineen, right? And it's becoming even more and more difficult for her. Upon finding out what everybody was saying, she became even more sick. Right? It's okay to be sad when these things happen. Right? One is a human being, he has feelings, he has emotions. And then we move on to my brothers and my sisters, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's initial reaction. قالت فلما قضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مقالته قلص دمعي حتى ما أحسن منه قطرة فقلت لأبي أجب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. When the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم finished his speech, she says, my tears completely stopped and not a single drop remained. She's been constantly crying. She then says, I said to my father, yani Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha, respond to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Talk to him. Right? His response was, Wallahi ma adri ma aqulu li rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By Allah, I do not know what to say to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then she says to her mother, فَقُلْتُ لِأُمِّي أجيبي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respond to him, O mother. Talk to him. فقالت ما أدري ما أقول لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. A similar response. I do not know what to say to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها then says, فقلت وأنا جارية حديثة السن لا أقرأ كثيرا من القرآن. She says, and I was a young lady, a young girl, who did not recite much of the Quran. Right? By Allah, Wallahi, لقد علمت لقد سمعتم هذا الحديث حتى استقر في أنفسكم وصدقتم به. She said, by Allah, I know you have heard this story until it has settled inside of your hearts and you have indeed believed it. Right? فَلَئِنْ قُلْتُ لَكُمْ, if I was to tell you that I am innocent, إِنِّي بَرِيئَةٌ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَنِّي بَرِيئَةٌ لَا تُصَدِّقُونِ بِذَلِكَ, then you would not believe me if I told you that I am innocent. وَلِنْ اعْتَرَفْتُ لَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَنِّي مِنْهُ بَرِيئَةٌ لَتُصَدِّقُونَنِي. And if I were to admit to something Allah knows I'm innocent of, you would believe me. And then he says, she says, وَاللَّهِ مَا أَجِدُ لَكُمْ مَا أَجِدُ لَكُمْ مَثَلًا إِلَّا قَوْلَ أَبِي يُوسُفٍ. And then she says, I find no example for you except the words of the father of Yusuf. Let me ask you a question. Why did she say the father of Yusuf? Doesn't Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's father have a name? Why didn't she just say Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam? Who can tell me? Our brother here mentioned Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam went through many trials, hardships and difficulties. So she wanted to point out to them, right, or indicate to them what Aisha radiallahu what Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had gone through. Anyone else? Huh? Ahsant. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, my brothers and my sisters. Right? You know, in that moment, right, when everything has just intensified, and your mind is no longer there. You're in a state of bother. Sometimes you even forget the most smallest of things. Right? She couldn't remember Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam's name. Allahu Akbar. She couldn't remember his name. Right? Ala kulli hal, what did Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam say? فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ. And it was very convenient for this particular situation here. She said, beautiful patience. The aid of Allah is sought in that which you describe. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. How many times was it uttered by Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam, brothers and sisters? Twice. The first time when? He lost Yusuf. The second time when? Binyamin. My brothers and my sisters, this is my favorite benefit from Surah Yusuf. My favorite. After Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam lost his first most beloved son, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, beautiful patience. The aid of Allah is sought in that which you describe. Right? Later on, Binyamin goes missing. The second most beloved child. Right? But look what he says this time. Beautiful patience. Asallahu an ya'tiyani bihim jami'a. Right? Perhaps now, Allah will bring them all together back to me. Pay close attention to the difference. The first time he said it and the second time. Which one has more hope? The first time when he lost Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, or the second? Second. He says, perhaps now, after he's lost his second most beloved child, right? Allah will bring them all back together. Right? Because also remember, one of his other children had stayed behind because he took an oath that I'm going to bring him back. So he says, until I find, I'm going to stay here. Right? SubhanAllah. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was in Egypt, right? He had now become the minister. And he kept behind Benjamin. And he didn't want to let him go. Right? So one of the other brothers from the eldest amongst them also stayed behind until he was let go. So the rest had to go back. Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam all of a sudden has more hope this time round. Right? This is my favorite benefit. You know what the scholars mentioned, my brothers and my sisters? When you go through hardships, it may well be that things get so much more harder. Right? It is then when you're about to reach breaking point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down upon you ease. You've gone through all these hard, and it's happened again. Most people would lose hope, sah. And by the way, my brothers and my sisters, from the time that he saw the dream, all the way up until they got back together, yani the whole family, the end of Surah Yusuf. You know how many years some of the scholars mention? From the beginning all the way to the end? Somewhat close to 80 years. Others mention 40. And there are different numbers that are mentioned, but there's not really a delil for it. But it shows us it was a very long time. But Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam's opinion of Allah Azza wa Jal was still positive, and he kept on going. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, fa sabrun jameel, beautiful patience. Wallahu al-musta'anu ala ma tasifun, the aid of Allah Azza wa Jal is sought in that which you describe. Qalat, thumma tahawaltu fattaja'tu ala firashi. She said, then I turned over and lay down on my bed. Qalat, wa ana hina idhin a'lamu anni bari'ah. She said, at that moment, I knew I was innocent, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would declare my innocence. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُبَرِّئِي بِبَرَاءَتِي. She still has good thought in Allah Azza wa Jal. Right? She still believes that Allah Azza wa Jal is going to exonerate her from all of these accusations and slanders that are being made. However, look what she says. وَلَكِنْ وَاللَّهِ مَا كُنْتُ أَظُنُّ أَنَّ اللَّهَ مُنَزِّلٌ فِي شَأْنِي وَحْيًا يُتْلَى. However, I never thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reveal verses concerning me that would be recited. Right? And she says what she was hoping for. وَلِشَأْنِي فِي نَفْسِي كَانَ أَحْقَرَ مِنْ أَن يَتَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ فِي أَمْرٍ أَوْ فِيَّ بِأَمْرٍ يُتْلَى. She says, right, I'm too insignificant for Allah Azza wa Jal to speak, to send down verses about me that would be recited till the day of resurrection. She never thought, my brothers and my sisters, great of herself. This is an attribute of the believer, right? That he doesn't become self-amazed with themselves or deluded, right? They don't think much of themselves. They always see that there is what? Room for improvement. Are you brothers and sisters with me? Yes, I was hoping, right? Well, I had the trust in Allah Azza wa Jal that I would be exonerated. But in what way? Qalat. Right? Kuntu arju an yara Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi nawmi ru'ya yubarri'ani Allah biha. I was hoping that Messenger would like see a dream. And in the dream, right, my name would be cleared. Something like that. Ask for Allah to send down verses. Right? Even though I'm insignificant. Right, I was never expecting that. قالت فوالله ما رام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا خرج أحد من أهل البيت حتى أنزل عليه. By Allah, nobody left their place. Right, no, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم or anyone from the household had left the house until Allah سبحانه وتعالى began to reveal verses. Right? She says, فَأَخَذَهُ مَا كَانَ يَأْخُذُهُ مِنَ الْبَرْحَاءِ. And he was overtaken by the state that he would normally experience during revelations. When the revelation would come down upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brothers and my sisters, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would begin to sweat heavily. His forehead would drip. She said, حَتَّى إِنَّهُ لَيَتَحَدَّرُ مِنْهُ مِثْلُ الْجُمَانِ مِنَ الْعَرَقِ. Right? His forehead would drip with sweat like pearls. Right? And then when all of these verses came down, my brothers and my sisters, the first words that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered after revelation, right? فَلَمَّا ثُرِّيَ عَنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He was relieved from the state of revelation. ثُرِّيَ عَنْهُ وَهُوَ يَضْحَكْ. He smiled with relief. فَكَانَتْ أَوَّلُ كَلِمَةٍ تَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَا. The first thing that he said was, يَا عَائِشَةُ أَمَ اللَّهُ فَقَدْ بَرَّأَكِ. Oh Aisha, Allah Azza wa Jal has declared your innocence. فَقَالَتْ أُمِّي, my mother said, قُومِ إِلَيْهِ, get up and go to him. Right? Get up, go to your husband. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha responded back by saying, وَاللَّهِ لَأَقُومُ إِلَيْهِ. By Allah, I'm not going to go to him. And I will not praise anyone except Allah. وَلَا أَحْمَدُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. I will only praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can she be excused, my brothers and my sisters? After everything she went through, right? The hardships and the difficulties. And even then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unsure. And he did whatever he could by verifying information until the verses from إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِنْكُمْ. Right? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, those indeed who spread this slander are a group from amongst you. A group from amongst you. And it's always so much more convincing when they speak like you, they dress like you, they talk like you, and they walk like you. Right? لا تحسبوه شرا لكم. Do not see this as anything bad. بل هو خير لكم. Rather indeed, this is good for you. لكل امرئ منهم اكتسب من الإثم. Every individual will be held to account for the sin that they carried out. I normally quote this verse, my brothers and my sisters, when speaking about the problem of evil. Right? That atheists really struggle to navigate around. Right? Sometimes from the apparent, it seems as if it's nothing but evil for us. صح? The poet, he says, رُبَّ أَمْرٍ تَتَّقِيه جَرَّ أَمْرًا تَرْتَضِيه. Right? خَفِيَ الْمَحْبُوبُ مِنْهُ. Right? وَبَدَ الْمَكْرُوهُ فِيه. It might be something that you really dislike. However, it drags along with it that which is going to bring you utter joy. That which you really badly want and love is hidden. You can't see it. However, that which is disliked is what is on the apparent. Everything happens for a reason. If you're wondering why Allah Azza wa Jalla is allowing certain things to take place, because they compare Allah to His creation, right? They compare Allah to His creation. Normally this verse, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, is mentioned about Allah Azza wa Jalla's attributes. صح? I'm going to apply it in our current affairs now. Nothing is like Allah. He is indeed, right? All hearing and all seeing. Why are we comparing Allah Azza wa Jalla to the creation in the sense where they say to themselves, if there was really a God, then He would have stopped all of that which is taking place. Sahih? Firstly, why are you comparing Allah to His creation? Right? At times you may not be able to see the wisdom in it. Years might go past, you say, oh, if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have this today. Sahih? Now we look at our brothers and sisters in Palestine, and I've spoken about it. Right? You can find some lectures where I speak about the issues of Al-Qadr, the predestination. Right? I've come across brothers, they said, I wish I was in that situation, I can die as a shaheed. I wish I could die as a martyr. Because they're sick and tired of life. Aren't many of the kuffar committing suicide, my brothers and my sisters? Just go online. Stats after stats. Because they're depressed. Some have had enough of life. Too many hardships, too many difficulties. I wish I could just depart from this world. صح? Right? And they're looking at their brothers and sisters thinking, oh, they're in such a wonderful situation. Because if he dies, how does he die, my brothers and my sisters? Inshallah ta'ala, shaheed. صح? And if he continues to live on, he will live on with izzat. Right? With honor. So everything happens for a reason. And no trial, right, my brothers and my sisters, maybe it's not right to word it in that way, but the trials that we go through, it has an ending. Right? Whether it may be the ending of maut, departing from this world, or look what happened to our brothers and sisters in Syria. After how many years, my brothers and my sisters? After how many years? And I was preparing a lecture on having good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I was collecting examples from the prophets, and I delivered it at one of the mega events. As I was preparing it, I got the news that Syria has now been freed. As I was preparing the lecture, I said to myself, I need something, right? Yes, people believe in these examples of the prophets, but something that the people can relate to. right? I always try to give it that contemporary, modern day spin. So it can be relatable. And then the Syrian thing happened. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and my sisters, freed them at this point to give the Palestinians a message. Just as they went through so many years of hardships and difficulties, don't worry, it's around the corner. Perhaps they were on the verge of reaching breaking point, right? Now they're looking at their neighbors. Look how many years they went through, but eventually they were freed and they became victorious. Sahih? Right? Perhaps inshallah ta'ala we will have a similar ending. It will implant what? Hope into them. Sahih? Everything happens for a reason. To summarize, my brothers and my sisters, to summarize, maybe this is the last part because I have to shoo off to Luton. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a reaction towards Misfah ibn Uthatha. Who is who? Who is he to Abu Bakr? His own cousin. The uncle of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was from amongst those who partook in the slander. Are you brothers and sisters with me? He believed it, partook in it. Only for Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to find out. The only source of income that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had, the only source of income that Misfah ibn Uthatha had was Abu Bakr. After he migrated, he didn't have child benefits, right? Housing benefit, child tax credit, right? They didn't have that. His only source of income was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he was spending on him. When Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu found out, he became furious. Right? And he said, Wallahi la unfiqu ala mistahin shay'an abadan ba'da alladhi qala li Aisha ma qala. I will not spend a single penny, right, on mistah after what he said about Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Allah Azza wa Jalla sent down a verse. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah said, the people of grace and virtue, people like Abu Bakr, should not take an oath, right? Should not take an oath saying that they won't continue spending on the poor and the muhajirin, those who migrated. Allah said, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Forgive and forget. Forgive and forget. And overlook. Turn the page. Do you not want Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive you? You know Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala says, إِنَّ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ خَطَايَا لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Indeed, between you and Allah are sins that nobody knows about. If you want Allah to forgive you, then forgive others. وَالْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. We beg Allah for forgiveness, especially in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Ya Allah, forgive me, but are we ready to forgive others? Right? Pick up that phone, my brothers and my sisters, make that call. The best of the two is the one that starts with the salam. وَخَيْرُهُمَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ بِالسَّلَامِ. And look how Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded right away. فقال أبو بكر بلا والله. Yes, by Allah. إني لأحب أن يغفر الله لي. I love for Allah to forgive me as well. فرجع إلى مصطح النفقة التي كان ينفق عليه. He continued where he left off, right? And was spending and spending on him. Now my brothers and my sisters, imagine us, somebody accuses our sister or a female relative, we're going to be flipping tables, my brothers and my sisters. Sahih? It's hard, right? Undoubtedly. Some of us are not speaking to our relatives, maybe even our parents, which makes things worse, over something so petty. Or maybe let's just say they wronged you. We can't forgive them, my brothers and my sisters. Right? We can't forgive them. Right? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and allow us to be individuals who are able to forgive others. The last point I want to mention, inshallah ta'ala, then I'm going to shoot off. Can someone quickly check how long it's going to take to get to? Just type in LU1. lecture is at 7:30. Don't worry, Bilal's gonna check. The rest of you guys focus. 47 minutes? طيب. The scholars have differed. Right? He said 47 minutes, he said 41. And what do you have? 41. So we have two scholars يعني, against one. يعني. Huh? Huh? He said the truth is not with the majority. صح. وإن كنت وحدك, even by yourself. He's probably using a Samsung in it. Was that a real laugh or? طيب. From the objects of the Sharia, right? We are normally told five, صح? One of them is the preservation of one's honor. These accusations that were made about Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us in Surah Nur, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ الشُّهَدَاءِ. Those who accuse those that are chaste. Females are mentioned, but it applies also to males that you may accuse. They don't bring forth four witnesses, يعني they have witnessed this being carried out. Not, oh, he told me and then, no, they see it. فَجْلِدُهُمْ. Lash them how many times? 180. فَجْلِدُهُمْ 80 جَلْدَةً. 80 lashes. That is the prescribed punishment in the Quran. And by the way, my brothers and my sisters, just to make it very, very clear, right? I'm not here to incite violence. Just in case we have someone here that works for Channel 4, right? I always have to mention these disclaimers. This is according to the Sharia. It's not my opinion. Or the Masjid's opinion. Right? It's mentioned in the Quran. And we know that these prescribed punishments, they serve as a deterrent. A deterrent. The other day when I was teaching 72 major sins from the Manzuma of Al-Hajjawi, I talked a little bit about, and I took this from BBC by the way. So if you want to cancel me, cancel BBC. On BBC you have, if you type it in, till this very day, where do they apply punishments that are capital? Right? 55 countries, it says. 55 countries. And it's talking about all of the different cases and what have you. Right? They find it perfectly fine to apply these punishments, right, for certain type of acts. But then they have a problem with Al-Islam. Right? Why do I need to be apologetic? You guys are doing it. Which darakum yani? Huh? So ala kulli hal, this serves as a deterrent to protect the honor of people, both male and female. And sometimes these punishments are intensified to scare the living daylight out of you. It serves as a deterrent. Like, think about it. You've accused and slandered a sister. And it is very, very easy on our tongues, right? And Allah says, وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You take it very lightly. We use the S words, you know, the four letter S words, and then the W word. Maybe something that she repented from many, many years ago, or something that happened that she has now what? Sought forgiveness for. Easily. Right? We ruin her reputation in the community. Right? We also, my brothers and my sisters, destroy her prospects of getting married in the future. Alayhi kadhalik. Today, you even have brothers referring to one another with the G word. This is min alfaz al-qadf. It is from the wordings, my brothers and my sisters, that, right, amount to such punishment in the Sharia. Does that make sense? So one needs to be extra, extra careful. It is from the maqasid of the Sharia, right? It came to protect one's honor. Does that make sense? When I explained it to my non-Muslim mother-in-law, who asked me about these questions, right? It began to make sense to her. Right? It began to make a lot of sense to her. It serves as a deterrent. I was telling her how me and my family, sometimes we argue about her having lost the keys because we don't lock the door. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, right? And I said, auntie, right, we don't need to lock the door. Where I live, it's extremely safe. She goes, yeah, man. And then she started ripping into France. Right? It came from the horse's mouth. She's French, right? Yeah, you'll never be able to do this in France. I was like, look, the deterrent is intensified in the Sharia because, right, to keep everybody safe. It'll make you think twice about carrying out that sin. We'll stop there, inshallah ta'ala. There's so much more that can be mentioned. Wallahi, I haven't given it to the Jew justice. Right, so many other benefits, right? Hundreds of benefits that have been extrapolated and derived from the qissa of al-ifk, the slander. But maybe inshallah ta'ala for another time. I'm very, very happy what we went through. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to bless the masjid. This masjid, Dar es Salaam, has become a forefront. Is that the correct word to be using? Sahih? Of spreading khair. You've had different ustaz come here, different mashayikh, and they're still coming. And I want to take a moment out to thank Ustaz Abdul Fattah. Right? He's always very eager, trying very hard. And he has to forgive us. We talked about forgiveness, right? Because sometimes I leave him on air. He's just trying to spread khair. Hopefully he can forgive me like Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu forgave Mistah ibn Uthatha. Inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan. Barakallahu feekum. My brothers and my sisters, I know some of you, not sisters, the brothers may ask for selfies and things like that. Brothers, wallahi, I'm in a rush, right? If you guys can forgive me, inshallah, as I'm walking out, I'm going to give you guys a COVID salam, right? And then shoot off because my petrol is near zero as well. And I have to quickly go to the petrol station. And that's going to take a bit of time. Yeah. I ask Allah if He doesn't reunite us in this world, to reunite us in the highest part of Al-Jannah. Say Ameen. I love you all to bits. Wallahi al-Azim, for the sake of Allah. I've always been coming here. It's one of the first masajid that actually invited me to come and deliver a program when I first started giving da'wah. So I really love this masjid. Right? May Allah bless you all. And I love the fact that, lessons have been going on and you guys have remained busy with knowledge. Some places, my brothers and my sisters, have become places for ripping into people, right? Disparaging them. This is what it's becoming known for. Whether you try to remove that from yourself or not, this is what's happening. But Abdul Fattah has done a great job, right? In ensuring that everything is stable. Jazakumullah khairan wa barakallahu feekum, and remain like that, inshallah. These are lessons that we've taken in order for us to act upon. Verifying information, not rushing, right? Double checking, my brothers and my sisters. And taking things easy, right? Taking things easy. Allahumma ista'an wa alaytuk lana wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.